Welcome to another episode of Three Heads Are Better Than One, where we bring real conversations, different perspectives, and unapologetic truth. I'm Kwamea, alongside my amazing co-host,
Lexi,
and
Kimberly.
So today we are diving into a question that stirs up a lot of debate. Is chivalry dead or is it just selective? Chivalry, been indoors, paying for dates, protecting and providing, used to be a sign of a gentleman. But today, some say those traditions are fading. Are men tired of being nice guys? Do women even want chivalry anymore? Or has modern dating changed the rules completely? Before we jump into that amazing conversation, I need for you guys to make sure you subscribe, like, comment, and follow us on all platforms. And share this episode with someone, anyone who needs to hear this. Because baby, now we're about to get into it. And let's talk about it. Ladies, in 2025, the biggest question, is chivalry really dead? I just have to pose that question because I feel like in 2025, is chivalry really dead in 2025? What you guys think?
I don't think it's dead.
The traditional chivalry is very much, it has changed a lot.
Well, I'm going to say this. It really depends on your household and how you raise your boys and how you raise your daughters too. So, you know, like I raised mine to open up doors when they were small, you know, when they were little. And I, you know, open this door, ladies first, you know, all the time. And even now, they're still doing the same thing. We go somewhere, they're, you know, if I go in the door, they open the door for me. And if they see another female walk up, they're opening the door for another female. But I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to tell y'all what I noticed. I noticed that some females, these younger females, and I'm not saying all, but some of the younger females don't even want a man to hold a door open for them. They get upset and they get mad. And I'm just like, what you mad for? Like, it just not even nothing to get mad about. Allow somebody to, a man to be a man. Some of these women don't want that, and they get upset when you open the door for them.
I don't need
nobody to open the door for me. It's crazy.
I can speak on that from another perspective because I have a daughter. We're in a situation which would be seemingly, I guess, untraditional because there's no man in the household. So she don't know nothing about me on the doors for real. So anytime we go somewhere, she thinks it's like an act of kindness if she opens or holds the door open for me or other adults. So right. For me, it's hard for me to tell her, like, no, don't open the door for men, because she look at me like, why not? Like, I'm just trying to be nice. So in my situation, it's very hard for me to try to, you know, instill that dynamic if it's not like a steady man around all the time to show her, like, this is how it goes. Yeah. And since she's not a boy, I can't teach her, like, hey, this is what boys do. Because she look at it like, I'm just being nice holding the door open.
And I feel where she coming from. Because, again, I don't think that there's nothing wrong with actually holding the door for a man or for a boy. I just feel like, damn, you holding the door. That I don't. Should it be gender-based? Hell no. Should it be humanized, human-based? Hell yeah.
Right.
Like, I just don't feel like it should be no type of, even though in traditional sense that we understand that, yes, that the man is to hold the door, to open up the car door, to, you know, pull out the chair for you, making sure you walk into the building or the room first or whatever. Absolutely. But however, if I'm coming up in front of you or however something, I'm probably opening up the mall door and I'm happy to be in front of you, I'm not going to feel no way if I decide to pull a handle, open the door, and the man walk in. Because you want to know why? There's a man behind me that's going to sit there and make sure I go in as well.
Right.
It's just human. Like, the human race just needs to be more respective.
Right.
I feel like that'd be nice. Because between this traditional chivalry, modern expectations, between is chivalry gender-based or should it be both, go both ways, or to the fact of, are the acts of chivalry now seen as being a sin? And that word, I hate that fucking word.
In what aspect though? Like, simping, I think I've seen people say, oh, if you take a woman on a date and she buy like a steak and a lobster or something like that, now you a snap cookie pay. If you took me to Ruth Chris, you don't think I'm finna get a steak? Like what? Like what am I supposed to be doing here? Like, how could you call somebody a simp for just doing an act of kindness towards somebody?
Yeah, I know one thing, and what I notice, dudes will open the door for me and they'll, you know, say good morning ma'am or little mama, big mama, whatever they say. But then I notice something, when I see these females half naked, they barely open the door for those ones.
But 90% of them don't even want nobody to open the door for them. They be just walking like...
That's crazy. But
I noticed that... Forget everybody around here. I'm
gonna
go in.
Yeah, but I noticed that, you know, some of the men, they don't... They really don't, you know, they don't open the doors for the chicks that's, you know, half naked or looking provocative. They really don't. And I'm just like, am I really seeing this? Like, I'm not talking about the younger dudes. I'm talking about the older cats. Like, yeah, the 50, 60, 70. Baby, they don't be opening them doors for them half-naked women. They go on about their business, let that door slam on them. And I'm just like, wow, you know, did I just see that? And it was more than one. And I was just sitting in my car just watching. I wish I should have videotaped it, but that's crazy that I saw that. But like they said, most of the generation, was it the millennials? I thought they were called millennials and y'all were called...
We doing too much of this. I don't know what it is. It's just like, am I Uncle TT? Like, at this point...
I heard this young lady, I was substitute teacher. This young lady said she was going to date this dude and they was going to meet up and get down and do this, do that. And I'm like, so do the dude really like you? She said, yeah, he asked me to be in a relationship with him. And I said, well, are y'all in a relationship now? She said, nah, I want to see how he get down. Y'all know what I'm saying? New relations. Is it really good? And I'm like, well, don't you supposed to have a relationship with him before you do that? She said, I want to see if he can get down first, and then I get in a relationship with him because I'm not going to waste 6 months and then turn around.
Well, that's why Shiver is dying anyway right now. Like,
but she literally said that. I was just like, okay.
Okay, I looked it up.
Of course.
The baby boomers, the baby boomers are between 61 and 70. Gen X is 45 to 60. Definitely. Millennials are 29 to 44. Gen Z is 13 to 28. These are the Gen Z kids that we talking about right now.
They are definitely the Gen Z. And I'm a millennial because I know my uncle's a conversation me and him was having in the car. And he was like, no, you're a millennial because you 43. So I was like, okay, I didn't even know.
The younger kids, they just have sex and they don't date.
Of
they
course.
Just,
oh, yeah. Dang.
Get it in. They get it in where they can fit it in. But ladies, like, listen, it's true. Like, and sometimes I be telling my son, like, I need you to slow down. Like, so when was the last time someone did something chivalrous for you? And did you expect it? It's quiet.
I've been, you know what? I was quiet because lately, I've been experiencing a lot of acts of chivalry. Like, it's almost refreshing because, like, men been opening doors, paying for dates, opening car doors. I'm looking like, what's going on now? What's happening?
All right now.
Because I was just asked on a date and I wasn't, like, this was just like a friend. So I'm anticipating the date to just be like us just kicking it. And I was going to pay for my food and he was going to pay for his. Like, I ain't even tripping because I didn't think it was that type of date. He made like he was finna go pay his part of the ticket and came back and he was like, oh, dude, just waiting on you. He was like, dude, just waiting on you to go up there and pay your part. That's fine. And so we boxing up everything. I go to the front. Ain't nobody even up there. I'm like, where dude is? He's like, come on out the door. I'm like, what you mean? I ain't paid for my food. He was like, come on out the door. I took care of it. I'm like... Why you just didn't say nothing? But it was just like, oh, that was sweet. Then he opened my car door. I'm like, are we on a date? Or are you just being nice like that? You know, I'm a gentleman.
Raised the right way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so.
And see, we as
when they small.
Yeah, exactly. And when we do get it and we receive it, we have to just be open to it, you know, because I understand a lot of women haven't received it in a long time, and or either the question said or you don't expect it. And my thing is, I don't know. My thing is this. I have, and I'm blessed to say, constantly receive chivalrous acts. Mm-hmm. Not just only with my son, but the males in my family, and also the people I don't mm-hmm. know that's outside. I don't know if it's because the way I carry myself. I don't know if it's the demeanor, because people just, they give me that respect off the bat. I don't know what it is. And I'm just grateful of it. And I do appreciate it all the time. Every time that I receive it, I do appreciate it.
I think men's gears are changing anyway. Like, I think men are starting to go back to traditional values, and women are the ones out here in the streets. Like, they got all this hot girl summer for the streets, and men just really want to be nice to somebody now. They just want a good, wholesome day. They just want to go on a good day. Let me open the door for you. It's almost like they thirst to be chivalrous. But this new generation calling them Sims, calling them Zesty and all that, like, it's like men just really want to be men right now. And in this era is not giving them the opportunity. So they be so glad to see somebody with some type of traditional value. They like, ooh, let me open this door for you. Let me go take your trash out. Like, just ready to do anything. Like,
I was standing in line. I don't know where I forgot. I think I was at Kroger or something. I don't know, but I was standing in line, and I was holding a lot of stuff in my hand, said to me, getting a basket. I said, I refuse to get a basket because, you know, I'm just coming here for a couple things. And I dropped a couple things, and of course, the guy that was standing in front of me, he helped me pick everything up. He said, you can go ahead of me. I looked at him, I said, huh? He said, just go ahead, because you got a lot of, you know, you struggle with everything. He said, just go on up there. And I was like, okay, thank you. And I was just like, okay, you know. He didn't have to do that. He didn't have to help me with pick up everything off the floor, and he didn't have to let me go ahead of him. He could have just been stranger danger. I don't know you, you know, but...
He should tell you to go get a basket, because why you got all this stuff?
Child, me trying to be in a rush, I really just don't want to do a basket, because I felt like if I had got a basket, I would have got more than what I needed. I'm trying to trick my mind. So anyway, it was just comforting to see that, you know, mm-hmm. and as I said, with my people, teaching them about opening up doors when they was like 4 years old, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I told them, I said, hey, open that door for that lady. You know, my son, he works at, I'm not going to say the grocery store, because I don't want to get him in trouble. He works at a local grocery store. People that live in that area that I know walk up to me and say, Kim, is that your son? Yes. I thought that was him. He's so polite. He's so nice. He gets the baskets. He helped put the groceries in the car. We don't even have to ask him. Like, he just out there just rolling. And he is so polite. She said, I don't know what you did to have such a polite child, but baby, you need to keep up the good work.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you, you know. And I said, because he already know. If I find out he's doing anything less than that, I'm gonna pop him in his head. Being mean to people, and you know, because I believe in karma. Feel like when you do good to people and open up doors and help them with their groceries, you know, you see an older lady struggling, you know, she almost about to fall, go help her. And a lot of times helping that person will trickle on to the next person, because they'll probably help the next person. Act of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know.
Because I definitely taught mine early. Mine's ain't had no choice, because he come from a family that... the man did it, so he was like, he ain't had no choice. So just going back just a little bit in regards to, we mentioned about it being simps and men just want to be men, and people just calling them simps of actually being nice guys, which again, that's just confusing to me. So should women also be expected to show chivalry, or is it strictly a man's role?
Definitely not just a man's role, though. Like, if chivalry is considered like acts of kindness, why can't we Mm-hmm. Be chivalrous.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I definitely agree. Because, again, that goes back to me, again, an act of kindness, being just a human. Why cannot, if I'm ahead, and if it either depends on where the door and where I'm walking at, and if I probably beat this guy to the door, why is it okay for, it's okay, be okay for me to open the door for him? Because 9 times out of 10, he probably sit there and say, no, you go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Right. And then, or, again, if he do go ahead of me and he do walk through the door and I open the door, 10 out of 10 is a man behind me and is going to hold, take the door from me and tell me to go ahead. And right. Again, that's a domino effect of kindness and just man kindness of just being fucking kind to one another.
Right.
The Webster Dictionary.
No, you did not.
They say acts of honorable, acts of kindness in a polite way of behaving, especially by men toward women. So, is that bias? Is Webster being biased now?
You giving Webster too much promotion.
Is Webster living? Because I don't know who that is. Webster's not here, so Google, you can take over.
We are not sponsored by Google either.
Right. We're willing to be. So,
Ziggy.
Yeah. Ziggy. Really? Hey, Ziggy. What's chivalry?
Ziggy gonna give a whole biopic.
He's gonna give a dissertation.
A whole thesis.
Ziggy, stop.
Yeah,
I'm gonna just say, Ziggy was politically correct, so he did not specify if it was male or female gender. Dang, look, we ain't getting into no
what
history.
What is happening?
It's chivalry, not history. Hold on. We're back. Okay, why do some people say chivalry is dead?
Because they either never experienced it or either they don't believe that it still exists, because again, it's not being done to them. They're not experiencing it. So of course, if you don't experience it, it's not happening to you, or it's not around you to see other people doing it to others. Mm-hmm. They're gonna automatically say it's dead. That's how I take and have from
it. Do you think men that's tired of just being nice and not being appreciated, like, factors in killing it?
That's like sitting there saying that you think that because so many women been hurt so many times, they're gonna stop dating and still end up not trusting the fact that they want a husband.
Like, but some men might be like, okay, women don't appreciate me opening the door, so I'm gonna stop doing.
Well, if you want to block your blessings by sitting there saying because a woman don't appreciate you, I'm gonna stop being a man, I'm gonna stop being polite, I'm gonna stop being a gentleman, then go take that and run with it. But I wouldn't. Just like I wouldn't be a woman who have been cheated on, lied to, and divorced, married, divorced again, and sit there and take the coldness of what I've been through and say, I still don't believe in love. I'm not letting that experience block my life. So I don't think a man should allow any woman who sit there and be like, like even Kim saying, like, why you holding the door for me? You must want to sleep. What, you want to see my booty? Mm-hmm. If you allow women, and I don't even think that's a woman, that's still a cow mindset, little girl, to even take you away from you being a gentleman and holding the door for the next woman because you experienced this ratchet shit, don't lose yourself because somebody don't have no morals of not understanding what a real man looks like, what a real man action is.
In this independent woman era, do you think women reject traditional chivalry just because they're independent now? Like, you know, I can open my own door. I can pay for my own dinner. I can pull my own chair out. Like, is that aiding in chivalry dying down?
I don't think so, but for some other women, it could be. But if you want to say that it's dying down, cool. I would say change your environment, change your tribe, choose different type of people. Or how about change your energy so you could track something different? Right.
So do y'all think social media has glorified marriage?
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's either about shaking ass, the BBLs, big titties,
What is the bare minimum of chivalry, though?
Or about the fact, it's a sex appeal to me, or either about, oh, she gonna fuck me, I'm trying to fuck her, she gonna be another lust. It's like this, women, we don't allow them to chase us. We don't allow them to earn it. It's like, it's automatically, you ready to give it to them, or they hunting for to get it and take you. And like I said before, I don't care if you give it to him up to the first night, or you wait 3 or 4 or 5 months. If he's gonna leave, baby, he's gonna leave.
Mm-hmm. He buy you a two-piece, you there.
And just
like, find me a two-piece and a cold drink, and we don't need too much chivalry. That's enough.
Your social media glorified bare minimum of it, because it's like, as long as you got a nice car, some good jewelry, look like you got some money, they don't really have to do anything to shiver you. Shit, the nigga could probably smack them in the fucking face, and they'll sit there and just take it. Like, it's, I don't know.
Man, we gonna have to dive into that heart, because I got a whole thing about this whole dating list and where you can and cannot go. That's a thing. So, do women only want chivalry from certain men?
No, I want.
What would that even mean? Like, are you saying like you want chivalry from your dad, but not your boo?
I want chivalry from every man who come across me, because you are a man. I don't care if you are a man I never met, and if you see that I'm a woman who carries myself with a certain eloquent and poise and respect, that's the same thing that you want to shiver the shit out of me, to open the door, pull out my chair, say hello, and whatever. If you don't, I'm still cool with that. But at the same time, that just let me know that you won't never get that close to me, because you're not that type of person. Or I just know that you are just not that type of person. It just basically go back to say, I track different type of element of who are those type of caliber of people. And if they are not and don't do it all the time and consistent, they at least do it for me.
So, Kim, do you think women only want chivalry from certain men, or?
Going back to a story about my son. When he was in high school, this little young lady was allowing some of the guys from the football team to feel on them, feel on her, and she was just sitting there getting felt up. I mean, according to what he explained to me, as soon as he goes over there and try to get him a feel. Really, he didn't feel on her with his hand. He took a ruler, felt up with a ruler. And I was like, why did you do that? He was like, the guys on the football team, they was daring me to do it. He was on the football team too. And I said, okay. And I told him, I said, how would you like it if you had a daughter and somebody did that to your daughter? Man, I'd be ready to go up there and beat him down. Okay, so why would you do that to her?
That whole football team was out of pocket.
But she allowed them to do it. But as soon as my son did it, she crying. You see what I'm saying?
Well, so that sound like victimizing. Like,
exactly.
That goes with, sir. What I'm saying, a woman wants certain. They want chivalry from a certain man, mm-hmm. And if he's not what she thinks, or her man, or mm-hmm. A good looking man, or somebody else. Some of these chicks say, I want you to open the door for them. You don't want to have a pair of Jordans.
Baby, if an ugly dude open the door for me, I'm going to say thank you.
I'm going to say thank you. Exactly. You got no teeth. I'm
going
to say. But I'm saying some women do not want chivalry from.
I understand.
This group of men, but they want chivalry from their group of men. And 9 times out of 10, the group of men that's over here, they're not going to show no chivalry. You know, they want you to run behind them and beg to see them. This group of men.
You can't be selective. You can't be selective, because you have to appreciate any and everybody that gives you that energy. Like, if I took that time out to open the door while you walk up to the store,
mm-hmm.
The least you can do is say, thank you.
Yes.
This dude was at the store the other day and was clearly mentally ill, but he was walking back and forth in the street. I was almost scared for him. Like, oh, sir, please don't go back in the street, because I feel like you're about to get hit. So I'm sitting in my car, like, I'm nervous to get out, because he looked like one of them that just gonna snatch you up. I don't know, but I got out. And he said, ma'am, I really love your braids. And said it that proper, like, I really love your braids. And I'm like, oh, thank you. And walked in the store. But I couldn't have not walked in the store without saying thank you to that dude. Like, walking off would have made me look like a whole jerk. But it's women that do that. The woman after me literally did that. She just walked in the store like, I don't care. Like, girl, you wasting your time. Go on, go in the store. And I'm like, you could have. He was complimenting everybody, but she just walked in the store, and I was the only one that was like, thank you.
Maybe I hope she had a better day.
It's just some women just really be like, don't talk to me, don't look at me. Now, if he was fine, she probably would have been like, thank you.
That's too much for me. That is just too freaking much.
Yeah. It shouldn't be that thought out. Like, you should automatically say thank you. Like, there should be something that's instilled. But I guess, I mean, that might be, I don't even know if that, is that a Southern thing?
And Mississippi's supposed to be the hospitality state.
And that's why I don't even deal with that shit. It's like, when people say that, I be like, oh, whatever, shut up. We are going into as we're counting down.
So what does healthy mutual chivalry look like in relationships? That's a good question.
That is a good question. I definitely would say healthy mutual chivalry looks like in a relationship or relationships is, you know, someone who's pulling out the chair, who's opening the door for you, who allowing you to finish your complete sentence, and they're listening and hearing you. Because I also think that's a part of chivalry too, because we're having a conversation, you're allowing me to speak first in the thought of us having this conversation. You be like, oh, no, you go ahead. So I think just, you know, allowing the person to speak and you retain what that person's saying, you're not just hearing, but you're listening, and you're not listening to respond, you listen to understand. I also feel like just being able to just be respectful and someone to, like, you know, open the car door, not just only just the door, but open the car door. And just like even in last week's episode when we had our special co-host, DeWine, on, when he sat there and said that he took his ex car and he fill the gas tank up and have it parked in front of her house in the morning when she wake up to go to work. That's some grown man sexy shit.
Yeah. Man. But okay, in a mutual aspect, like, what would the woman do to counteract it?
Easy. For me,
cook
like
a favorite meal.
Yes.
Okay.
Go get you some lingerie and, you know, from the little store and some heels and, you know, do what you make it do what it do.
Actual acts of kindness. Why? Okay, like.
No, I don't think we have to go that far, but just,
yeah,
like,
that's more so of a, like, keeping it spicy. But as far as, like, just being mutually nice and chivalrous, I'm like, if he come home from work, take his shoes off. Or, yes, like, today, have a bath or get his favorite body wash or something and put it in the
yeah,
bathroom.
Like a foot bath for him to put.
Buy him, like, a nice little plush robe so he can be comfortable sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Cook his favorite meal.
Or either the fact is, when he do open the car door for you, you sit there and you reach
unlock his door.
Unlock
right.
his door and open the toilet.
That's true.
Listen, man, I'm telling you, like, these people don't be understanding. Yeah. The shit like that really makes a person stay connected with you on both elements. On both.
If y'all go on a road trip, you get his little sauce ready and get
your nuggets. And that also, listen, and I'm about to tap into, like, even what my sister Kim was just saying, that makes a bitch stay wet, you know? And that makes a nigga stay hard. Really does. You see him doing that, he doing that for you, you doing that for him. That nigga ain't going nowhere.
Right. Open his drink up while he's driving. Like,
yeah.
The little things.
It's the simple,
like, sometimes when you put your hand over there by him, interlock hands, you're not alone. Like, it's just little stuff. Shoot, sometimes take his car to the car wash.
Exactly. I ain't getting the detail, but
give him a back rub.
Too much.
Right. Right.
But yeah,
yeah, give him a foot massage or give him a hand massage, back massage. Like, do something nice for him to let him know, like, hey, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you. I got you. Mm-hmm. You good. You are in good hands.
Right.
So that even goes to the fact of, like, should men still pay for the first date?
I don't think they should pay for the first date. To me, that y'all should go Dutch first date, because y'all really getting to know each other, and strange danger again. So just go Dutch the first date. So won't be no issues.
I'm kind of like back and forth with that, because I kind of come to this, like, my dad always used to tell me, don't never go nowhere you can't pay.
Period.
If, you know, so even if we go on a date, I try to bring my card and he'd be like, I asked you on a date. I got it. But I'ma always be prepared. But if he offering to pay, I'm not gonna be like, nah, I'm gonna pay mom. Like, you can do that.
Absolutely.
Or I ask you out on it. I don't think it's no big deal. Like, if I ask you to go, I ain't got no problem paying for it. Like, it's cool.
Yeah, I'm like two ways, because I feel like whoever asks should pay. Listen, if he want to pay, I'm not mad at him either. Mm-hmm. I definitely believe in, because my grandfather definitely told me you should never go nowhere where you can't be able to get yourself out of or to get back from. So a lady's supposed to always have her credit card in her cash in her purse, because you never know when you may need cash. If you do decide not to take your car, always have that cash for a taxi, or you have your debit or credit card for Uber. You just have to just stay ready, so you won't have to never get ready, because you just never know what may happen. Because story time, I went on a date and I was really being nice, because I really wasn't really, really into him. When I seen him, it was a no. Sorry, y'all. I have to be attracted to you order for me to even want to continue to get to know you.
Period.
Because if I'm not attracted to you, my mind is shut down. I'm not saying you have to be a Morris Chestnut, but I have to be attracted to you in some way, shape, or form. So I said, okay, Kwamea, give him a chance. Let's see what the conversation will be about. Conversation was just like, it was just lame to me. It was really lame. So, and this was the time that I decided to not the drive. I just was like, no. So I ended up taking the Uber to meet him at the restaurant. So then I ditched him. I sat there and told him I'm going to the bathroom. And when our waiter came towards the restroom, I slipped her a 20 and told her, I said, listen, I'll give you $20 that you could keep if you go to the table and you block him so I could go out the door.
Dang.
Wow.
And I'm telling you,
saying, you know what? I'm out. Get out.
Okay, y'all, how does chivalry look in the same sex relationship? I think it's the same.
I have no idea.
When I see two women out, I see the other woman, she opened the door, saw the other woman. I mean, I've seen it. I mean, as far as men are concerned, I don't see them opening doors to each other. They just, you know, get in the car and go on about their business. I mean,
well, I've seen it, but...
I love me some PDA, you know. So, but I feel like same sex when it comes to chivalry, because I do have people from LGBTQIA+ community in my family. I love you guys and I love the community. I see it mutual. They do it for each other. You know what I'm saying? They do it for each other. It's a mutual thing. It's not just, oh, I'm just here and you are this. And even if sometimes when you have the studs, the more butch and manly ones, yeah, they are the ones who may do it more, for sure. But if you do end up having feminine ones, lesbians who are both femmes, they are mutually doing it for each other. Just like even with men. Like my cousin who are a gay male and my brother from another mother, boss man, my boo. You know what I'm saying? They do it for each other, like even the men. It's not like, I'm here and you got more masculinity and then me or whatever. It's a mutual thing, and it's a mutual respect of the chivalry being played on both roles. And I love it. I love seeing. To me, I don't care. Love to me is love.
The crazy part, I had a gay friend, may he rest in peace, he got murdered. But the crazy part about him, he used to hold the doors open for us because he was raised traditionally. But if a dude was coming, like if a dude was coming inside somewhere and we was leaving out, he would let that dude hold the door for all three of us, like all of us, even including him. So it was kind of weird because he would treat us like quote unquote male. But then when other males came around, he would go into the female role. So I don't know if he looked at it like he respected us as friends, or I don't really know. I never really asked him why he did that like that.
No, because the thing is this, regardless if he's gay, he's still a man first. And I see that, and I know that, even just me having, you know, male gay family members and friends, regardless of what their sexuality is, they are still men first. So of course they are going to, especially if that's how they raise, they are going to open the door. They're going to make sure that men gonna respect you in their presence. You don't get nothing less. So I definitely applaud him for that. Rest in peace, friend. Absolutely. And I think that any man, even from the same sex, and especially that has that grown man mentality about just being respectful and treating a woman as a woman, no matter if he gay, he's still a man first, so he's going to show that respect and give that chivalry to that woman and definitely hold the door and make sure other people give it to the women that surround him. So listen, you guys make sure to engage into this conversation with us. Make sure you guys drop a comment and a question opposing to this question right here. What's the most chivalrous thing someone has ever done for you? So just drop that in the comments. We would like to hear from you guys. Listen, I want to know. We want to know who.
And we made the best ones. We might discuss it at the beginning of the next
episode. Period. So stay tuned. So the rapid fire round. So the quick rapid questions, as is always fun, is this one or some provocative questions. So if a man expects something in return for being chivalrous, is it still genuine?
Nope.
Or not?
Nope. Expecting anything in return, period, is never genuine to me. Like, you should always do things out of just sugar.
From your heart.
Yeah. Regardless, like, if you say, can I borrow $5, I'm going to literally not be expecting that $5. Even if you say you're going to pay it back, I'm automatically in my mind, like, if I give you this money, I'm not losing it. I should be expecting this back, because can't trust folks.
I just lost my $5, because I just know you're not going to give it back to me, like.
And then I feel weird, like, you tell me, hey, let's go on a date, and you paying for everything, we go to the movies, and we go out to eat, we walk in the park, and now, unbeknownst to me, you expecting something in return. Like, I mean, I guess I get it, but it's that genuine.
I mean, that's crazy to get something, but that's the part when I said somebody holding something over your head. You know, I don't need anybody to hold. If you do something for me, I don't need you to hold over my head, because you did it for me, and it was supposed to be done out of the kindness of your heart. As Lexi said, you know, we're together, we're in a relationship. So, you know, you see me struggling trying to get my car straight.
Right.
You come over here and you fix my car, or pay somebody to fix my car. Then you want to turn around and put it over my head.
I'm taking all these parts off and giving them back to you at this point. No. I'm taking the parts off.
Take your motherfucking.
That's part. How extreme I'ma get, because if you keep talking about this muffler, I'm taking it off.
Right.
His radiator is getting
your motherfucking muffler back.
I'm going on YouTube. How do you detach a radiator?
Sing it. Girl, what you said? What you said?
If I can't do it, I'm pulling up. I'm like, y'all take the radiator off. They gonna be like, you can't drive it away. I don't care. I'm towing, because I'm sick of this dude. Get him his radiator back. I'm done.
So let me ask you guys this question. Since you guys both are saying this, And me, I don't deal with type of people like that. I cut you off.
Mm-mm.
So do you give these people a continuous stance to stay in your life?
Of course not.
Okay, no. Because...
first of all, that's outlandish. If you buy me a car part, you still talking about it. This car part, everything is getting blocked off. I'm walking. I'm walking from now on. Or I might take my car and block you. I don't care. Because if I need the radiator bad enough, I might keep it.
Oh, my God.
Getting blocked.
The next rapid fire one, it's a good one. It's a good question. Who should walk on the outside of the sidewalk, the man or the woman? It's the man.
That's crazy. Hold up, though. I'm going to always be the tagging. Like,
here you go.
What if it's too, like, my baby has to walk on the inside? So.
Bitch, we're talking about...
You talk about when you're with your child.
And
you're talking about
what you would have made. Exactly. Why do you always try to push the needle?
The question was,
who should walk outside of the fucking sidewalk, the mother or the child? That wasn't the question. The question was, who should walk outside
the man?
The sidewalk?
The
man.
The man.
Exactly. And I love the fact that if I accidentally do it, then I had many, even family members and other friends, who said that they immediately pushed my ass in the inside line.
Like, I got snatched into the inside. I'm like, why are you snatching me like this? Like, you gotta get on the inside from the sidewalk. I'm like, what? Snatch me like a car was coming. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm. That he wasn't playing that shit. So the last rapid fire question during the rapid fire round is, should women still expect men to pull out chairs and open doors, or is that outdated?
Nope. I expect
facts.
I wouldn't say it's outdated, but I ain't just gonna stand there until a dude pull it out. Like, if you taking too long, I'm just gonna sit down. But
yep.
It's not outdated at all. Like, if you pulling my chair out,
pull my chair out and open up them doors, that's going to be the last day we're going to have.
I don't know. I'd be the first one going straight to the car, and sometimes they have to be like, chill, I got it.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right. Yeah.
I'm just saying, if they don't, that's going to be the last day.
Yeah.
Don't call me. I'm blocking you.
Yeah. Yeah, because that just showed me the element of what type of man you are.
Yeah.
And I feel like I shouldn't say that or somebody have to say something to you. It's just like, okay, thank you. Have a nice life, but you're just not for me. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And it's like, I don't wish you no harm, no foul, no bad luck or anything. It's just like, you're just not my guy, you know? So
I just don't know. My situation be so out of pocket. Like, I had a dude that was super chivalrous, nice, open doors for you when you got in and got out of the car, brought flowers, took you on dates, and it was whole crazy. So I'm not...
What happened?
I'm not sure what happened. I don't know. I'm not sure what happened. Like, it just got kind of awkward. Like, he would never come to my... Like, he would never come over here and chill because he's like, you got a kid. Like... You knew I had a kid before we even...
He did all that because he was warming
you
up.
Doing all that is psycho.
He was trying to bone those cheeks.
That's crazy. Wasn't it?
That's all. He was just warming you up and realized that he couldn't get to the house to clap those cheeks because he damn sure wasn't going to get a hotel room for you. But listen. This has been... a great episode, family. This conversation was real. We covered the traditions, the double standards, the modern day realities and ship of chivalry. So what's the verdict? Maybe chivalry isn't dead. It's just different. The key takeaway: respect, kindness, and effort should go both ways in relationships. So we want to hear from you. Is chivalry still alive? Or have we let it die? comment below, send us a DM, or tag us in your thoughts about today's episode. And if you love this conversation, don't forget to subscribe, share, like, comment, as well as follow, and leave us review, or you know what, an honest one for sure. It definitely helps us keep the conversation and keep bringing dope conversations like this every week. So as we always say, until next time, keep it real, keep it respectful, and remember, three heads are always better than one.